T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, happy birthday to Skillrex having a birthday today here on this Friday, on this National Cap Day, too, I might add. Pete Najarian, the pit boss, was ranked one of the top 100 traders by Trader Monthly magazine. That's an options trader, television personality, market analyst, co-founder of Option Monster. He is our guy when we talk Friday and we talk business. Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. It's great to hear your voice, man.
Well, always great to hear you, Pete. I did want to ask you about the president-elect's speech last night, and if it's playing into the markets at all this morning.
You know, there's always going to be some influence there, Dave. There's no doubt about that. But I think what the markets, they look past that really rapidly, and they start getting right back to basically the financial aspects of the markets as well. And I think today's reaction that we're seeing in terms of the Dow is probably mostly about what's kicked off earnings season. As we call it, the earnings season is all, every day of the year, quite honestly. But when it really kicks off, we're talking about a lot of the big financial names that are reporting. And that occurred this morning. We had JP Morgan, we had Citi, we had Wells Fargo. And the numbers were good, basically across the board. But a little bit of that ho-hum sort of a reaction and some selling after those numbers, some of those names had really run to the upside in a hurry in the last couple of months. So I think just a little bit of profit taking, Dave, which was interesting. The market was down a couple hundred points on the Dow. Now it's only down 100 points. So it shows you how fast and how resilient the markets can be. And, you know, the knee-jerk reaction that we see time and time again is that the banks, especially when the banks do come through and they get through with some really impressive numbers, we've seen this reaction time and time again where they've sold them off only to buy them back throughout the rest of the session or the next couple of sessions. So I think that's what we're sort of seeing in the markets, but there's no doubt people were attentive to what the president-elect is going to talk about, because that of course has a huge influence on the economy. But I think people are pretty excited, but also knowing that some of this stimulus was going to be probably offered out to us.
Pete, wholesale prices rose in December on gas, and I've kind of, you know, we all watch the cost of gasoline to see if there's any kind of building inflation here in the country, but it looks like, is it going to stay pretty steady, do you think?
Well, probably, Dave. I think the thing that we, you know, watching what's happened with crude oil just over the past couple of months, it's made a pretty dramatic move, especially by percentage standards. If you look at where crude was, just call it $38 a barrel or thereabouts back in November, or early November, late October. And here we are, we were pushing over 54 yesterday. We're just under 53 now. So we have been watching this sort of steady and pretty accelerated move to the upside. Matter of fact, you may or may not have seen this, but there was actually a bit of an issue for ExxonMobil today. They unfortunately look like the SEC's got a little bit of a probe going towards them, and that's one of the names that's really performed very, very nicely over the last couple of months. So getting hit a little bit today just based upon maybe they were projecting too good or too much of what was going on in the Permian Basin, where they've been finding more and more oil, and maybe the acceleration, they might have exaggerated some of those numbers.
Is there anything you're bullish on right now, Pete?
Oh, absolutely. I love the banks, and I still like energy. I think the banks really came through for what I was looking for, Dave, in terms of where they are, what sort of money they're still sitting on, and how they've been doing. You know, we look at the banks, and I think the one thing that the public doesn't oftentimes understand is how the banks are moving that money around and how they've done in terms of the equity trading as well as other aspects of the trading and what are their assets and so forth. And they've just done an amazing job, absolutely amazing job, whether it's Jamie Dimon over at J.P. Morgan or Charlie Scharf over at Wells Fargo. He had a lot of work cut out for him, but I think these banks, when you look at where they are now compared to where they were, especially going back to the financial crisis, but even where the banks were a couple of years ago, I think that there's plenty of room still to the upside for a lot of these names.
Hey, as you watch that Ohio State-Alabama game, is Alabama that much better than everybody else?
Yes. It's really easy. You know, my wife asked me before the game, she says, you know, what do you think is going to happen here? I said, well, Ohio State is great, and they are loaded. They've got players all over the place, and Justin Fields, my hat's off to him, had an unbelievable year as a quarterback for Ohio State. But, you know, I look at a team like Alabama and what Nick Saban's been able to accomplish over the years, and I think part of it really is, Dave, that they are nearly, if not the best, they're very close to the best at almost every single position. You know, you look at the guys who were up for the Heisman. Well, they had a receiver and a quarterback, you know what I mean? So, in other words, they had maybe one of the best quarterbacks, probably the best receiver. He won the Heisman Trophy. Running back, you look at their offensive line, and I think the Vikings really should look at some of those guys on that offensive line. But yep. And then you flip it over to defense. They just really are – they're the best at almost every single position on the field.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they look like Michigan looks in basketball right now. They just look a level above everybody else. Hey, Pete, are you on CNBC today at all?
Yep, I'm going to be on the noon show, the halftime reports. We'll be talking about the banks and obviously ExxonMobil and all of what's going on as we kick off the earnings season. But also, we got our Market Rebellion cocktail hour that we do every Friday as well. So that's kind of a fun thing as well, and that's later on in the day.
Pete, I look forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, have an awesome weekend, and I appreciate your time per normal.
Always love it, Dave. Take care. Have a great weekend.
He is Pete Najarian here, the Pit Boss on WCCO. It's 8:58.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.